different foods you could eat out of a trash can in Bioshock Infinite. And I realized I didn't know which ones they were. Like, it's been like 3 years since I played that game, so I don't remember the list of foods that you eat out of a trash can. I figured I could take this time, the time that we share, and we could find out together the list of trash can foods. I know you can eat a hot dog. I know that. That's what I remember. And maybe some potato chips. So let's get right to it. The Google searches. Or in this case, the DuckDuckGo searches, because that's what I'm using these days. Bioshock. Nope. Swipe doesn't know Bioshock. Block, it says. Infinite. It knows that one. Hot dog. Trash can food. Food. Let's teach it how to spell Bioshock. I'll be typing that word a lot, you know, just in my life. But I don't need to capitalize it. Why can't they just possess Booker and other thoughts? Booker is a glutton. Here's a YouTube video. Sardines, Columbia, Bioshock Wiki, Wikia, Bioshock Infinite Secrets, guys. Let's play Bioshock Infinite Part 6 Hot Dog Emergency. Bioshock Cultural References, Bioshock Wiki. Bioshock is a complex game and contains many references to gaming, philosophy, and real-world history. References to Ayn Rand, biblical references, historical references, System Shock series, Looking Glass Studios, other video game references. That's not what I want. There's no food in there at all. Have you ever eaten food out of the garbage? Bioshock. Here we go. It's a poll in the Bioshock Infinite forums on giantbomb.com. Yes, 23%. No, 65%. If you find a whole pineapple, there's no harm in eating it, right? My mom threw away a half-empty bag of goldfish, but I guess they weren't technically, quote, in the garbage. Kevin Wong's blog, Bioshock Infinite, is a meta-commentary on a game narrative. Ultra hard mode. Alright. So I'm going to watch this Booker is a Glutton video. And probably mute it. This is not what I want. So far, though, we know about pineapples, hot dogs, and pineapples. Says Okay, come on, Tim Rogers. Get to the part about the hot dogs. Okay, chapter one. Let's talk about the box art. Sure, Tim. Let's talk about the box art. The BioShock Infinite box art controversy was one of the more interesting video game-related events in recent memory. Fans of the game series torrented the internet with... I cannot read torrented without thinking of BitTorrent. That's really funny. With their words of disappointment that the game series they so loved for its ornate production design and fruitcake-dense atmospheric plotting... Plotmosphere? Might show itself to the shelf-gazers of the world's video game retail establishments as yet another picture of a guy with a gun. Ken Levine, the BioShock series mastermind, apologized to these fans through press interviews. He communicated that they focused the game with frat boys. Yes, that exact phrase, frat boys, because the humans who video game companies pay to know math stuff estimated the billion sums of money sacks big games grappling with in year after year largely originated in Abercrombie cargo short pockets. I watched the backlash to Levine's comments in a state of morbid, heckish, lonely bemusement reserved only for people who have started and ended careers in finance, game development, and advertising multiple times throughout their lives. Many peanut gallerians believed that pandering to frat boys was the renegade option, to borrow a phrase from Mass Effect, was the low-hanging fruit. By pandering to frat boys, the game's creators were putting off players who were tired of so many games about guys with guns. By putting a guy with a gun on the box, they were excluding the other interesting characters and environmental elements. The game also stars a cute girl with visible cleavage, which might have interested the frat boys, right? And among its enemies are 1912 animated gun-wielding robotic George Washingtons. Also, it takes place entirely on a city which is literally flying in the clouds. Also, there's a big, massive robot bird thing which screams, tears things apart, and shoots lasers. The main bad guy is a big beard. Huge love huge beards these days. Huge beards are about as hip right now as the word bacon. None of the comments I saw explicitly came out and said it, but I couldn't help thinking that Indiana Jones' movie poster-style cover could have fit this game perfectly. To both sides of the weird argument. The most common detailed negatives were lamentations that big game companies will never try to create a new audience. You're doomed to keep sequeling Call of Duty or Halo. The number of understanding tinged these complaints. Here was a game a large group of people had used $100 million to make over the course of 5 years. Those who scream loudest that games are art once yearned for a world in which all their friends were able to get to the end of BioShock. Alas, many people's friends only lasted an hour or two. Here was BioShock Infinite, another chance to redeem games as art, another chance to show the uninitiated that, hey, look at this, we're not all the same, and we look even better and denser and richer than the first. And the most daring maneuver marketers were willing to pull off was to make the game look kind of like old-timey Uncharted, I guess. So, once again, according to the loudest booers, the uninitiated remains the uninvited. So one conspiracy theory goes, there was a time before Uncharted came out when the black-robed, silent, telepathic octogenarians in the video game corporate boardrooms of the world would have shot down any game that looked like Uncharted. The kids want space, or the kids want real goddamn Marines. God darn Marines, they'd have said. Believe it or not, it's wholly your choice, as this is yet an urban myth. Uncharted was a bold new frontier, in addition to being sort of Tomb Raider for the guy. I'd say that electronic games are buying their certifiable mainstream entertainments, that is one molecule at a time. BioShock Infinite needs its financial success, we might see yet another big budget action game in an interesting place. We might see another game that's meticulously positioned three-dimensional art assets. We might see another $100 million game that isn't about Marines, Space Marines, Swamp Marines, War Marines, or even Navy SEALs. If BioShock Infinite, come on, get to the box art. Alright. Let's talk about the box art again. Hopefully you'll soon get to the hot dogs. I'm having another look at the box art right now. Personally, I think it's not so bad in the grand scheme of things. It's a guy with a gun, sure. However, the guy is wearing an interesting coat, and he's holding an interesting gun. The logo is more dramatic and bizarre than a Call of Duty or Halo logo would ever be. An American flag is burning in the background. Sparks are flying in the foreground. The guy is wearing one of those old-timey ties. There's a Big Daddy from Bioshock 1 looking angry in the lower right corner to appeal to players of the original. Oh wait, I'm looking at the PlayStation 3 version, which includes Bioshock on the disc. Okay, now I'm looking at the Xbox 360 version. We can see the guy's belt. He's wearing khakis. He has a bandage on his right hand. The color palette of the illustration works well with the green plastic of the Xbox 360 case. I suppose I'm sort of the right audience to genuinely appreciate this box art. Many emails arrive in my inbox daily, either telling me that my tastes are too mainstream or too niche. I gave Gears of War and Gears of War 2 4 out of 4 stars. I gave Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4 out of 4 stars, and I gave Bioshock just 2 out of 4 stars, so obviously, yes, I'm too mainstream. Alright, I'm looking for... Chapter 2, let's keep talking about the box art. Chapter 3, actually talking about the game now. Dude, I want to hear about hot dogs. Tim Rogers. Alright, I'm doing the find in page thing. Hot dog. Why was there a hot dog, $10, and a pack of cigarettes in a box, and that box labeled box of chocolates? Why is there a can of beans inside that lockbox in the basement of an abandoned mental hospital? How can he eat those canned beans so quickly after finding them? Why would someone throw away live ammunition in that there trash can? Oh, here's the context for these. Now let me just say this, if one were to write a textbook on the subject of ludonarrative interference, it wouldn't even be printed on paper, it'd be a 10-hour YouTube in which someone's grandmother observed them playing in Bioshock Infinite. Why would someone throw away live ammunition in that there trash can? Why can this guy with no feet make coins disappear off the tabletop with a cash register sound just by looking at them? Why isn't he using his hands to pick up the coins? Why are so many police officers carrying whole pineapples? More hot dog stuff. More hot dog stuff. Give me the good stuff. When you stop into a shop to ransack the desks and cupboards looking for jars of pickles, hot dogs, or cash, she'll approach the shelf. This is probably talking about Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Turn her back to it, put her palms on it, and lean back against it. I like those kinds of little touches. Search dead soldiers or bookshelves, cigar boxes, hot dog carts, pottery, etc. In the thick of battle to view the contents of their pockets or drawers. This is like a 10-item list here. Alright, Popcorn, Bioshock Wikia. Okay, I need to put Bioshock Infinite in quotes because it's super important. Rapture in Columbia on Pinterest, Bioshock Infinite, Bioshock Infinite action button.net. Pounding Father. Okay, this is a TF2 wiki. Here's R Funny on Reddit.com. is. Here's an article about obesity. Okay, here we go. Here's a game bag. Here's a secrets guide of BioShock Infinite. Actually, let's look at some other facts on BioShock Infinite. Maybe there's one. It's just a list of trash can collectibles. Collectible guide. Here we go. So let's find hot dogs in here. Hot dog. 0 out of 0. What if there's no space? Still 0 out of 0. Hot dogs are the most important collectible in that game. Okay, here's just a straight up fact, a regular fact. I don't see any questions in here. There's this main walkthrough section and a conclusion, but no actual questions. Thanks, Game Facts. Hot dog. Well, we've calmed her down, I suppose. She'll tie some rags around Booker's hand, which isn't really going to help a cut like that. Oh well, we'll be fine. We had a hot dog. That's the only thing, mention of hot dogs in this fact. These people don't know what's important about these games. Hot dog pineapple. Yeah. DuckDuckGo is really having trouble finding information about BioShock Infinite. Oh, here we go. Pineapples are tasty and nutritious food in BioShock Infinite. They restore a small amount of health when consumed. How do we know that BioShock Infinite pineapples are tasty and nutritious? All we know is that they restore hit points. Are found in abundance around Columbia, but can also be found in the bodies of defeated enemies. Riding pineapples deplete a small amount of health and look very similar to their fresher counterparts. Oh man, if you hit take all on a rotten pineapple, you might die. BioShock Infinite consumables. Alright. Absinthe. Apple. Here's a list. I bet you can find all this stuff in trash cans, so here's the list. I finally found it. BioShock Infinite consumables. That shouldn't be a member of this list. Banana, beer, bourbon, brandy, bread. BioShock Infinite consumables images. Yeah, let's look at all these images. Ooh. Absinthe render bsi.ping, acrack.ping, amedc.ping, amilk.ping, awonmwe5.jpg. Banana render bsi.ping. Good thing this list is here. Cake, can of beans, candy bar, cereal, champagne, cheese, cigarettes. I really need verification. Like, psychologically, I need this verification that these things actually are in trash cans. Otherwise, what the hell am I doing with my life? Sardines, tomato soup, unknown booze. It's just... A flask of unknown booze is one of several different types of alcoholic beverages found in Colombia during BioShock Infinite. Flasks of unknown booze can be found in very limited supply in select locations in the game. The most prominent locations where it can be found is the Blue Ribbon Restaurant and the entrance to Battleship Bay's arcade. Drinking from the flask will restore Booker's health to full, will drain half of his current level of salts, and causes instant inebriation. Fluid contained in the flask is an unidentified alcohol product, as the XXX on the outside of the flask designates. Three X's are usually used to designate high alcohol content. Unknown booze has the same designation like alcohol from BioShock. All right, that's all we have time for. Hopefully that was informative and edifying, and you can, you know, move on with your life like I have, talking about this 3-year-old game. I will talk to you guys next week.